ideal fashion so that bodies are able to carry out their activities as best they can. And this is what we wanted to flag up in our report. However, that doesn't mean to say that the activities of the Ombudsman are actually jeopardized in any way because of this. Even during the period of austerity, the toughest austerity period, which was a real challenge, even during that period, the basic tasks of the Ombudsman were met. That on the National Preventive Mechanism under the additional protocol to the Convention Against Torture. There's an annual report published by this mechanism. It's submitted to Parliament. And in that report, in 2014, the preventive mechanism said that they didn't have independent resources to ensure that they could work properly. But even that year, all the activities were carried out, particularly visits to places of detention. So even in 2014, we were able to ensure that activity continued. 2015 onwards, the mechanism was able to enjoy independent funding, which was actually part of the Ombudsman's budget. So it's now working with its own resources. These reports are in Portuguese and in English on the website of our Ombudsman. I can give the Secretariat the address of that. The only report that's not been translated into English is the 2017 Ombudsman's report, but the others you can consult, and you can check up on the information I've just provided you with now.
Thank you, Ana Rita. I'll move on to the third question concerning Article 22 of the Convention and the criminality or criminalization.